The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Avram Union of the Beis Din of the RCC of California.
The Gemara on Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis brings the Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shapod Shetzolobo Basar, a spit on which they roasted meat. Osur Lataltalo B'Yomtif, one is not allowed to move it on Yomtif because it is Muksa. Ravada Barava Amar of Malkio, Shomto umanichu bekeren zovis, one can slide it out, Rashi explains with tiltum in itzad indirectly, because it is muksa, and leave it in a nearby corner. Omrav chia barashi, omrav hunavu shieshulav kizayas basar, that's limited to situations in which there is still some meat on the shapod, on this spit in which we allow you to move it. Ravina omar, Ravina disagrees and says, Afalpisha ain't a love basar, even though there's no meat left on the spit, it's still mutter letaltalo, mutter to move, even though it qualifies as a muksa. Midi deheve akots bishusarabim, because it is similar to the case of a thorn, which is something that can injure a person, bishusarabim in a public area. And just as the halacha allows us to move a coats out of the public area in order to avoid injury to someone walking by, so too this shapod, this spit, is sharp and could injure someone, and therefore one slides it out with tiltul min etzad, indirectly moving it to get it out of the way, even with meat not on it. The question that immediately arises in the sugi is, since we're speaking on Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov it is permitted to cook and to roast as well, why is this shapod, why is this spit called muksa? Rashi explains, Osir letaltalo, miyad, immediately, la'achar shenitzla hatzli, once the roasting of the tzli is over, lefi shenimas umuksa, because it is mos, it is repulsive, because there's food residue here on left on this spit, it's greasy, it's not clean, and therefore it falls into the type of muksa of muksa machmas miu, something which is repulsive, and that is the reason it's muksa. And Zot Rashi Vaita, Rashi adds here, ukvar nase tzorech yomtif, and the needs of yomtif have already been met. What Rashi means by that addition is clear from the first Tosfos on this Amud, Dibur Maschil Greifus, where the Tosfos brings in the name of the Ritzva, De Tiltul Muksa Hitiru Mishum Ochel Nefesh. Things which are Muksa, nevertheless, can be moved on Yom Tif, where it is necessary to move them for Ochel Nefesh. And this is the halacha as brought in the Ramah in Simin Tof Kuf Yud Ches, in Hilchas Yom Tif, that we are Matir Tiltul Muksa for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh. So that's what Rashi is explaining over here. As long as you're using the spit for the purpose of roasting the food, it's mutter to move it, even if it would already have been used and would be miyistik, one could still continue to move it. But the moment that Tzorach Yomtif is completed, and what is completed, the roasting, now it reverts to the status of muksa because of the mius of having been used. Tosfos seems to understand the problem of muksa here differently. Tosfos Dibur Maschil Ravina asks a question. Don't we have a stira between what our Gemara is saying, Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, that this shapod that they used to roast meat on is osur letaltalo, that it's muksa, but Shmuel himself paskins like Shitas Rabbi Shimon in Masechta Shabbos in Perek Mishehichshik? Shmuel says that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon, as we know, is the bar plugta of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon, lesle muksa, does not hold of the din of muksa. And therefore, we have a stir between the Gemara and Shabbos, where Shmuel pas holds like Rabbi Shimon that there is no muksa, and over here in Hilchus Yomtif, where Rav Yehuda is saying in the name of Shmuel that this shapod, this spit, is muksa after one has used it. Tosfos answers, "Vayesh lomar de shani shapud de la'achar malachto ein kan toras klielov." This case is different, that even according to Reb Shimon it would be muksa, because here we're speaking about something that once you've finished doing the malacha with it, you've finished the roasting, it no longer has toras kli. What does Tosfos mean to say? Ask the Maharam, isn't the whole Chiddush of Reb Shimon that he does not hold of the din of Muksa? And the Maharam explains Tosfos as follows, that no, even Reb Shimon holds that something that does not have a Torah's Kli on it, that it's not a vessel which is designated for a particular use, that would be Muksa. Over here, we're not talking about a regular kitchen spit. This is not a chapeau, this is not a skewer which was made and regularly used. Rather, the case over here is where a person needed to roast something, and he took a piece of metal, or he took a piece of wood, and he fashioned it into, or it was already made into something that could be used as a shapud. It's a sliver of wood, a sliver of metal, and he's using it as a skewer. And therefore, over here, Be'etzim, we're not talking about a kli. When does Reb Shimon say that there is no muks on something which is a kli, even if it's a kli that's used for iser or other types of situations? Reb Shimon says where a person is not maksa those kalim. But here we're speaking of something which is an ad hoc shapud. A person found a piece of wood or a piece of metal which was suitable for roasting the meat on. He uses it, but once he stops using it, it no longer has Torah's kli alav, because this is not really a regular shapud, and therefore Torah's Muksa now applies. In the Meiri on our daf, we have yet another explanation of why this shapud is Muksa. The Meiri says the following chiddush. The reason it is Muksa is because on Shabbos it would be a klish melechta l'isser, since on Shabbos we cannot cook, and therefore a shapud, a skewer, is a kli shemalechto le'isr, something used for a malacha that one may not do on Shabbos. Therefore, migu that on Shabbos one cannot use it, so too on Yomtif it has a din of a kli shemalechto le'isr. We would be allowed to use it for its designated purpose, that is, for the permitted purpose of roasting meat on it. But once we've finished using it for the permitted purpose of Ochel Nefesh roasting, now it has the same din as it would have on Shabbos, and it is a kli shemalechta l'isser. One can no longer move it. And as the Gemara goes on, we move it out of the way with Tiltul Min Hatzad. This Meiri is quoted in reference to a discussion on a contemporary issue raised by the Poskim, pertaining to the type of muksa that we call muksa machmas chesron kis. What is muksa machmas chesron kis? It's explained in the very beginning of Simin Shin Ches in the Shulchan Aruch that a kli, which a person only uses for its designated purpose because of its value, and therefore you don't want it to get ruined, such a kli becomes muksa for using for any other type of purpose. An example of this is the Sakin of Sofrim, a knife which is used by the Sofer for his work in preparing a parchment, or a kulmus, the special kulmus which is used in writing. These are items which, even if they're not of great value, but because of their value, they're used for their particular purpose. And as the Shulchan Aruch writes, Kevin shemakpidim shelo lasos behem tashmish acher, since we are makpid not to use them for purposes other than what they were made for, because they could get ruined, therefore osur l'taltel b'Shabbos. The question asked by a number of poskim is this concept of muksa machmas chesron kis, an item becoming muksa because of its value, that it's designated for that use and that use only, is that true only for a kli shemalechto l'isser, like those kelim named in this opening seif in Shin Ches in the Shulchan Aruch, or could it also apply to a kli shemalechto l'heter, to something which is be'etzem used for permitted purposes, but because of its great value, it is typically not used and only for rare occasions? An example of this is a tshuva from Remeir Bransdorfer in the Knei Bosim, where in the first volume of his tshuvas in Simin Yud Ches. He was asked by a family that had a very valuable silver bowl, and this silver bowl was kept in the home, but it was not used on a regular basis. Only for very special occasions was it taken out, if there were chash of a guest. Otherwise, the family was makpid, the children couldn't take it out. It was not to be used. The question here would be, does such a silver bowl become muksa because of chesron kis, where one is not using it for the designated purpose, but it's in the way, it's in the break front, one wants to move something, would it then be muksa since the family is makpid not to use it other than for those special occasions? A similar mention is made in the Shmirah Shabbos of a golden goblet, a golden kos, very valuable Kiddush cup. If people are typically makpid not to use it, and they only use it for special occasions, would it be permitted to move it, letzorach makomo, where it gets in one's way, because muksa machmes chesron kis is forbidden to move, even where something is one's way, one wants the space? That heter of tzorach makomo and tzorach gufo does not apply in the category of muksa machmes chesron kis. The Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos brings that this very question is really a machlokas rishonim. In the Tshuvas Arosh Klal Chof Beis, we find that he divides muksa into four different dinim. And amongst them he writes, quote, Dover shu muksa machmas malochto vu muksa machmas gufo vuhu machma chesron kis. So he specifies that we're talking about a case of a muksa machmas iser of malachto, and it is a valuable item, and he gives examples of kurnas hazahavim vabasomim, the special utensils used by goldsmiths, by people making special spice preparations, perfume preparations, she'osr letaltalo, and he goes on to give the other examples from the Gemara. So we see clearly in the words of the Rosh over here that he includes the case of muksa machmas chesron kis, where an item becomes muksa because of its value that it gets designated, only in those cases where it is also a malachto le'iser, a kli that is not to be used. So for example, lefi this klal, a digital camera or another electrical or technology item which a person has and is makbid to use for its regular purposes, but would not use it, a person would not take a digital camera and use it as a bookend for Svarim, because it's really something that one doesn't want to use, lest it fall, lest it get damaged in some way. However, the Rambam in Perek Chof Hei Halachates of Hilchos Shabbos writes, Kli shemakpid alav shema yifrusu domov, a kli that a person is makpid on, that lest it lose some of its value, kigon kelim hamuksim l'schoron, the example here is of items which are used for merchandise, for sales, the kelim hayakorim b'yoser, and other items which are particularly valuable, shekopid aleihem shemi postu, that a person would be concerned that they not get ruined in some way or lose their value, osur l'taltalon. And the Rambam says, Zeu anikra muksa machmas chesron kis. The reason it is muksa, this category is called chesron kis, because of monetary loss. The simple reading of the Rambam over here is that he makes no mention that we're talking about a kli shemalechta le'iser. But rather what he's saying over here is an item that one is meyachid, that one designates and is concerned that it not get ruined in some way, those items become muksa, and according to the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, the reading of the Rambam here is that even if we're speaking of a kli shemalechto leheter, if it's a very valuable item that a person is normally makpid not to use, the halacha is that it will become muksa. The Ramah in Hilchos Milah Simin Reish Samech Vav in Yoredeya, Sif Gimel writes that after doing a bris milah on Shabbos, The izmel, the special knife which is used for the milah, may be put away safely in a chotzer where there is an eruv. The Taz disagrees with the ruling, and the Shach comes out in the Nekudas HaKesef in defense of the Ramah. And in writing on this, the Shach says that we cannot compare the izmel, the special knife of milah, which is used here with an ali of a katsav, a pestle used by the butcher in his work, which is muksa, because there we're talking about a kli shemelechto le'iser. Masha'en kain, over here we are speaking about a kli which may be used because it's permitted to do the bris milah on Shabbos when the eighth day comes out on Shabbos. What we see from this shach is that the sakin of milah, even after the bris milah is done, still it should not be muksa. The question why the Ramah still limits this and says one may put it away, one may matzniya it in the chotzer where it's ma'urav, that's discussed by the Chazon Ish in Simin Memtes, in Orach Chaim, in Seif Katan Tes. But what we learn over here is that according to the Shach, we're talking about a kli which even after the bris milah, which obviously is done, still the kli is called a kli shemelechto leheter, since it was permitted to use it. And therefore, that is the basis of being able to use it, to put it away. You see from the Shach that a kli shemelechto leheter, we would not say it is muksa because of chesron kis, because we are dealing with a very valuable item. On the other hand, it would seem from Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Drush V'Chiddush at the very beginning of the Masechta, we're discussing Tosfos, he suggests that the Etzim Din of Muksa Machmas Chesron Kis, that which it's Osir, is where a person has a Chalaf, a Sakin Shel Shechita, the knife used for Shechita, or a knife which is miyuchad, designated for bris milah, the rotzalach zikam gam lahadon lekach, that a person wants to continue to use this as a milah knife or as a shechita knife. In those cases, we say that it's muksa machmas chesron kis, because they have been designated and will continue to be utilized for the specific purpose that they were intended for, and because of their specialty use and their value, they are muksa. Even though the person temporarily has a need to use it for something else. But what will be if on Yom Tov a person will decide that the knife, which is really a shechita knife, he needs to use it for something else, or a knife which is really a bris milah knife, he needs to use it for something else, and he's no longer going to keep on using it for shechita or milah, but rather use it for other kinds of general purpose items. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, from that moment on, it will no longer be in the category of chesron kis. The problem will still remain that since Bein HaShmashos at the beginning of the Shabbos or Yom Tov, it was muksa because of chesron kis. So we have a halacha here of migur isketzoi, and according to Rabbi Shimon, we don't apply migur isketzoi. But the point that we see from Rabbi Akiva Eiger over here is that he describes the knife of shechita as a muksa machmas chesron kis, although one may use it on Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov a shechita knife should qualify as a kli shemelechto leheter, something one is permitted to use because we're allowed to do shechita on Yom Tov. Nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is referring to it as a muksa machmas chesron kis, that once one has completed the act of shechita, which would be permitted for ochel nefesh, the etzem din of muksa should apply to it, unless one has the ability to be mavatil, that is to negate the original haksah, that it became muksa from beforehand when a person decides that he's no longer going to use it for shechita, but for general purposes. In this case, Rabbi Akiva Eiger would seem to come out that a kli shemelechto leheter, muksa machmas chesron kis, can apply to. However, based upon the Meiri, the Shvus Yitzchak suggests that we really have no raya, because we can explain Rabbi Kiveger another way, namely with this idea that what we see in our sugya by the Shapod Shetzolo Bo Basar is that even though on Yom Tif, in principle, it's for permitted uses, it's something that one can do on Yom Tif, but since on Shabbos it has a halacha of Kli Shemalechta L'Isser, therefore on Yom Tif it's not less, and the din of Kli Shemalechta L'Isser applies as well. La halacha, it seems, the stimus of poskim is that muksamach mescheson kis will not apply to a kli shemalechta l'iser.